At Thomson Reuters, we help our customers reinvent the way they work. Our team of experts brings together information and innovation to unravel complex situations. And our worldwide network of journalists and editors keeps customers up to speed on global developments. For this exercise, sit on the edge of your chair with your hips in extension. That is, rolled forward, with your back arched and your head and shoulders back. Slowly and evenly squeeze the shoulder blades together. Then release. Do 3 sets of 20. It's often said that history is our best teacher. If honored and respected, history serves as a guide for decisions that impact the present and the future. So what can we learn from the so-called greatest generation? What traits did they possess that make them stand out in history? The state capitol rotunda, where you are standing, was an ambitious undertaking for a state that was only 37 years old. After 9 years of construction at a cost of $4.5 million, the building was opened to the public on January 2, 1905. Effective diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccines became available in the 1930s, and they were put into routine use in the United States in the 1940s. Their use reduced the average rate of reported pertussis cases from 157 in 100,000 in the pre-vaccine era to less than 1 in 100,000 in the 1970s. After spending 4 years in the Canadian Football League as a player, Bud Grant went on to start a coaching legacy as just a 29-year-old. He led the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to 6 Grey Cups, winning 4 of them, before coming home to Minnesota to take over as the head coach of the Vikings.